the round table. We dance where we're able. We do routines to call the scenes to footwork in bed cable. We dine well here in Camelot. We eat ham and jam and spam a lot.
Yeah. I can't even see what's happening, but I know what's happening because I've seen the movie 7,000 times. Hilarious. That is from, of course, Monty Python and the Holy Grail, one of the greatest movies of all time. Absolutely hilarious. And you will be able to see it this Monday on June 13th at the Tivoli Theater in Downers Grove. And it's a quote-along, sing-along version of Monty Python and the Holy Grail. And I know that there are so many people who listen to this show, like myself, who probably know every line of dialogue to that movie. And you're encouraged to quote along and sing along. And it's all for a great benefit, too. I'm about to speak with Deborah Venezia, who is the executive director of the After Hours Film Society, and Mark Mazrimas, marketing manager for Classic Cinemas, to talk about the event and more. And let's welcome them to the show. Deborah, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you, Nick. It's good to be here.
All right. And Mark, welcome back, sir.
Thank you. Thank you. It's always a pleasure being on. And what's better than talking about Monty Python and Holy Grail? 40 years old, Nick. Are we getting old?
Yeah. You know, Mark, I hosted a screening of Raiders of the Lost Ark this past week. 35 years old. I know. I feel the same way.
I played Monty Python on its original release as a theater manager. So I go way back with that film. And
yeah.
The fact that it's still around and still holds up to this day,
yeah,
with this humor is just, it's a great thing.
It's really funny, Mark, because, you know, mentioning my film club, my Raiders screening just this past week was the biggest crowd we ever had. In fact, it was sold out. The second biggest crowd we ever had was Monty Python and the Holy Grail. So it's very, very. So, Deborah, how are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you. And you?
I'm good. Tell everybody about the After Hours Film Society. I love it. So tell everybody about it, and we'll talk about the event.
Oh, okay. And I was just kind of looking at the calendar. I guess we've been around for 27 years. And the mission of the Film Society is to bring foreign and art and classic films to the Chicago suburbs. I think if we were in the city, we'd probably get lost in the shuffle. But if you travel west of Harlem, forget it.
Right.
I mean, it's really difficult to find some of these films, and they're the best films made. So it's kind of special in our area, and we've cultivated a following. We probably have an average attendance of about 400 people.
Oh, that's
and we
great.
We meet on. It changes, but usually it's the second and fourth Monday night at the Tivoli Theater in Downers Grove, which is a palace. If you haven't been there, oh my gosh, it's a crown jewel. We are so lucky to be having that, you know, hosting our films in that theater. It's just, you know,
I haven't been to the Tivoli in a long time, but it is an absolutely beautiful theater.
Oh, it's amazing to see architecture and everything else. And the Johnsons who own it do a wonderful job of keeping it up to date and restoring it. They're always, you know, everything is painted, everything is pristine, and it's just wonderful. Now when you go into new movie theaters, they're all like these little boxes and stuff. And
right.
This one they did live theater, I think, many, many years ago. So you can feel there's audiences have been laughing and crying and gathering in that theater since 1928. And that's all part of the aura, you know. It's just, it's great. And they have state-of-the-art projection and sound equipment and everything. So we're very, very fortunate to be there. So what we do is select just whatever films I feel like I want to see. And we show that, and then we have a discussion afterwards. And that's always interesting. It's kind of an open forum. People are very comfortable talking about the film afterwards, and there's, you know, the discussion, I think, is just such an eye-opener sometimes. There's questions, you know, some of the films that we show are challenging or whatever, and people do want to talk about them, and I've had members say, oh, I didn't like this film at all, but by the end of the discussion, they're second guessing themselves, and they admit they want to see the film again.
That's always a lot of fun, isn't it, Deborah? When you have a group of people and maybe they weren't so crazy about the movie, but then after you have a nice thorough discussion of it, it's like, you know what, maybe I ought to give that movie a second chance. That's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah. And you know, it's the open-mindedness, too, of our audience, and the fact that they're willing to come out and see these films. And a lot of the films that I show, like I said, I call them challenging, and everybody's like, oh, some of these films are depressing. It's like, well, it's not depressing. It's, you know, you need something to kind of chew on. I mean, you can go, and I don't want to sound like a snob, you can go see mainstream films, and you can have fun during the 2 hours that you see it. And it's like, yeah, what a great film. And you leave, and then it leaves your mind. And some of the films that we show are still in my head a week after I've shown them, mm-hmm. you know. And some of them, it's, yeah.
Who started the After Hours Film Society?
I did.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
At the suggestion of my brother, I was living in Glen Ellen or Wheaton, I don't even remember at the time, and traveling downtown. That's when the Fine Arts Theater was still on Michigan Avenue,
oh,
and
yeah.
of course the Music Box and the great, you know, wonderful theaters. And I was going down every week, fighting traffic and paying for parking and doing all that kind of stuff. And
right.
I thought, well, I can't be the only person in the suburbs that want to see these movies. And my brother lived in California at the time, and in a phone conversation, I was, you know, complaining about, you know, that just the dearth, there's nothing out here. And he said, well, why don't you form a film society? And I said, well, what's a film society? And it kind of started from there. And then he told me to talk to Alan Carter, who was a former teacher of my brother's. So I contacted Alan, and Alan had a connection to the Johnsons at the Classic Cinemas. We started operating out of the Hinsdale Theater in 1989, I think it was.
And what was
so
the
what
was
we started?
What was the first movie you chose, Deborah?
Well, it's kind of, okay, that's almost a trick question. The first movie we showed was a film called The Music Teacher, but we didn't really select that film. That was a kind of an exclusive agreement that the Hinsdale had, and it just happened to be on the weekend that we wanted to open. So I don't, that was our soft opening. I don't really count that,
okay.
Although that was considered, you know, more of an art house film.
Right.
So we did something like, when I first started this, I was such a purist. I'm like, oh, film society. So we showed things like Truffaut films, you know, we were showing 400 Blows, and then we were showing Umberto D, we were showing
right.
all those really hard,
right.
and these are films everybody needs to see, and we even showed Sunrise, a silent film, so we were doing, like, really wonderful, you know, classic, you know, true to form kind of films, and then I kind of broke away from that because I figured, oh, we get a better response if we, you know, kind of move into a new territory. So I think we moved into things like Blue Velvet, and we were showing some of that. And then, and then as our audience built, we were able to work easier with the distributors, because when I first started the Film Society and our, you know, we had 60 people, I remember some of the first meetings, I'm like, oh, wow, this is really great. Well, now we've actually sold out of the theater, the Tivoli Theater, and they have 1,000 seats. So,
that's great. That's,
know,
phenomenal.
That's
phenomenal.
That's what I'm just, you know, searching for now. And because we can pull in good numbers, a lot of the film distributors are willing to work with us, and we can get current films much sooner than before we used to have to wait till they went, you know, all over the country.
Right.
Well, 35 millimeter prints, they had limited prints,
sure.
and they had to go all over the country before we could get them. And now, you know, times have changed, technology has changed, but also we've changed and we've grown. So we can get things that maybe are playing. I've booked films that haven't even opened in Chicago yet. So we can be kind of cutting edge in our program.
Right. Okay.
So
and Mark, how long have you been a part of the relationship with the society, Mark?
Let's see, with Debbie, probably, you know, I'm going to guess 16 or 17 years now, and you know, and I can just sit back here and listen to her talk, and you know, and I know she's had some crowds of, you know, almost to a thousand people for a movie, and it always fascinates me when the studio sees a gross for that one evening at the Tivoli, and they'll say, my God, that's the biggest gross we've had for that film, or you'll have a director, and I am, correct me if I'm wrong, Debbie, it might be, Patrick Reardon, documentary who did wordplay in some films, and Wynn would get back to directors, and he'd say, I'd get an email, and he'd say, that Tivoli last night, that was the biggest crowd we've ever had, the biggest audience we had for my movie. And Debbie's had the pleasure of having a couple directors there like him, and it's always a pleasure when the studios and of course, like a director, are wowed by the kind of audience that, she'll draw for their sometimes small movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, Deborah and Mark, hang on, okay?
Sure.
We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk more about the classic cinemas, and we'll talk more about the quote-along, sing-along version of Monty Python and the Holy Grail that you can see at the beautiful Tivoli Theater on Monday, June 13th. And it's a benefit for the Society's annual Student Film Festival, which is happening in October. You can get all the information at afterhoursfilmsociety.com, but we have a link on our Facebook page, facebook.com/Nick D Show. More with Debbie and Mark right after we take this break on 720 WGN. Morning, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. It's Friday. That means coming up in a little bit, Fly Jams Friday. Right now, we are talking with Deborah Venezia, who is the executive director of the After Hours Film Society, and Mark Mazremus, who is the marketing manager for Classic Cinemas. They're hosting a special quote-along, sing-along version of Monty Python and the Holy Grail, and it's this Monday at the Tivoli Theater in Downers Grove. It all starts at 7:30.
We welcome
I think I just, Dan, I lost Debbie. I feel so. Mark, you're there, right?
I'm still here.
All right, well, let's get a hold of Debbie and we'll get her back on. Mark, real quickly, you guys have some big stuff coming up at the Classics Cinemas, and one of them is at the Tivoli Theater. Dick Van Dyke is going to come to the Tivoli?
We have Dick Van Dyke. He's 90 years old, and it's called A Night Magic with Dick Van Dyke, and it's going to go to part of his charity and the Disney Historical Birthplace. It's a fundraiser June 26th at 5 o'clock, and Dick is going to be interviewed, I think, by his wife. He's going to talk about his history in film, and I understand that he's going to entertain.
Wow.
at the end, and it's a pleasure for us. We've had Julie Andrews at Tivoli a couple times, so it kind of seems right to have Dick
sure.
right there.
Yeah. That's great.
Sunday, so it should be fun, and I understand he's very spry and very very sharp.
Oh yeah, I've seen him. He was on the campaign trail for Bernie Sanders.
Yes,
and the guy's 90. You could never have guessed that the guy's 90 years old. That's amazing. Yes. And can people get the information on that on the Classic Cinemas website?
Yeah, they can go to our website. They can go to special events or go to the Tivoli Theater page and click special events, and it'll come up and. There's a link on how to get tickets for the show, but it's
okay.
Sunday, June 26th for that. And I also wanted to mention that we are kicking off Classic Cinemas, even though half of our theaters are historic, we're jumping in a little bit into the we're calling it premium large format. We're doing a large screen, 52-foot screen at our Charlestown 18. Now it's 300 seats. That sounds kind of tiny compared to the Tivoli at 1,000, but you and I know 300 auditorium is still a pretty good place.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
To see a movie.
Yeah.
And we're calling it our PLF screen, and we're going to show, we premiered it tonight. It'll be all week with Now You See Me 2, which has been filmed in this new sound, DTS:X. Sound, so we put that film in there to kind of kick it off along with 4K digital. And the nice thing about this, Nick, and this is the nice thing about the Johnson family that's the owners, guess what? To see it on this big screen in this new format with the sound, No extra charge.
No. See, that's amazing. That's why the classic cinemas are so great. I mean, so Now You See Me Too, you can see it in the new DTSX system. Huge curved screen, and that's at the Charlestown 18. Started last night and will continue for the next week. Now You See Me Too, which I'm very excited to see that film. That's great. All right, Mark, we'll talk more a little bit. We've got Debbie back. Hi, Debbie. I'm sorry about that.
Hi. That's okay. I don't take personally.
Tell us about the quote-along, sing-along version of Monty Python and the Holy Grail. Now, is there like a bouncing ball
I'm not sure how they're going to do it. There might be. We did the sing-along Sound of Music a few years back, and they just had, you know, like a crawler at the bottom.
Like subtitles almost, yeah.
Yeah, and so I'm not sure how this, and I want to thank, Mark is great. I mean, I love working with Mark because he finds these things and he kind of directs them toward me, and it was at his suggestion that we picked this up.
Well, it's great. Personally, the people that listen to the show, my friends and myself, we don't need any prompt with the movie.
You're all invited.
I pretty much know every line of dialogue in that movie. And it's one of those things, Deborah, where people do, even without prompting, people will, you know, talk along with the movie. It's the perfect movie for that kind of thing.
It is.
Oh, it's great. It's classic. And well, I saw Spamalot a few years ago, and certainly that holds up. And I went to see it with someone who didn't ever hear of Monty Python and knew nothing of the past. And even without any Monty Python background,
yeah,
you can still appreciate the humor.
Yeah.
You know, of course, it's better if you have
true.
You know a little bit about it. But yeah, it just translates, and they're just fun and goofy. And,
yeah.
It's
great.
And it's like, did they really say what I thought they said?
Oh, yeah. Mark, what were you going to say?
No, I was going to say, you know, I got a postcard for this in the mail that somebody had a version of a quote-along sing-along for the 40th anniversary. And, of course, I said, this has got Debbie and After Hours written all over
yeah.
it. She had been wanting to do a fundraiser, and sometimes it's just, you know, finding the right thing. A few years ago, it was the 50th anniversary of Hard Day's Night, and I think we had a turnaway crowd for that. So we've been trying to come up with something, and we just thought for the summertime,
yeah,
it will be fun.
Oh,
and, you know,
yeah,
you're going to get multi generations. That's what I like. My Debbie, my 17-year-old daughter Sarah, is a big fan of the movie. She will be coming, you know, with some of her.
Oh, great!
I'm so excited.
Yeah,
you know. So to me, there'll be new people experiencing the Tivoli, and of course, After Hours Film Society coming out, and I think Debbie's even got you, Nick. You'll be even able to purchase some coconuts
to clomp along. You know, at my screening, we handed out coconuts.
Did you?
Yes,
oh, did
we
you?
Did. Yes, we did. And they, I mean, the studio provided them for us. And we didn't have enough to fill the entire auditorium, but we had people get with coconuts. And like whenever Patsy made an entrance, everybody did it in the audience. It was great. It's going to be a lot of fun. Really quickly, Debbie, we're running out of time, but I want to hear, if you can, briefly tell me about the Student Film Festival, which this screening benefits.
Okay, now this is the 14th year for the Student Film Festival, and we just want to encourage, we want to ensure that these great films go on, so we're encouraging students to make films and submit them. It's a competition, and we offer very generous cash prizes. So what the money that I raised from the fundraiser will go toward the prizes for the festival. If you're a student and you want to apply
yeah.
to the show, I guess, or you know, whatever, you can go to either filmfreeway.com or withoutabox.com, and you would look at After Hours Film Society, Say It in Eight. We call it Say It in Eight because we want them to be 8 minutes, the films to be 8 minutes or less.
Okay.
So
that's great. And that's what the money is being raised for this film festival. And that's in October. And if you, we'll put up those links on our Facebook page so that people can go to them, and if they want to enter, that'd be great. Listen, Debbie, thank you so much for joining us. After Hours Film Society is really great. Mark, always a pleasure. You know I love you guys at the Classic Cinemas. Just amazing stuff, and your dedication to keeping the greatness of going to movies alive makes me happy.
Thank you, Nick.
It was great talking to you.
All right, take care. Mark, take care.
Thank you, Nick. We'll see you at the movies.
You got it. And that's Deborah and Mark. And the quote-along, sing-along version of Monty Python and the Holy Grail is at the beautiful Tivoli Theater in Downers Grove. Never been. It's just gorgeous. Begins at 7:30 this Monday, the 13th. If you're a Python fan, you got to get out there. All right. All the information is on our Facebook page as well. All right. We'll take a break. We got the news coming up, and then we'll find out what's happening on Outside the Loop Radio, and all of our regular features will continue on this Friday morning.